In an address to Muslim leaders in Amman on Saturday, Pope Benedict said it was mistaken to condemn religion for causing divisions in our world. He suggested that instead it is often the ideological manipulation of religion, sometimes for political ends, that can be the real catalyst for tension and divisions and even violence in society.
Some assert that religion is necessarily a cause of division in our world, and so they argue that the less attention given to religion in the public sphere, the better. Certainly, the contradiction of tensions and divisions between the followers of different religious traditions, sadly, cannot be denied. However, is it not also the case that often it is the ideological manipulation of religion, sometimes for political ends, that is a real catalyst for tension and division, at times even violence in society?
In his address to the Muslim leaders, diplomats and university rectors, Pope Benedict also spoke about how Christians and Muslims can embrace the task of cultivating for the good the vast potential of human reason.
When human reason humbly allows itself to be purified by faith, it is far from weakened. Rather, it is strengthened to resist presumption and to reach beyond its own limitations. In this way, human reason is emboldened to pursue its noble purpose of serving mankind, giving expression to our deepest common aspirations, and extending, rather than manipulating or confining, public debate. Thus, genuine adherence to religion, far from narrowing our minds, widens the horizon of human understanding.
The Pope's remarks were pronounced outside Jordan's biggest mosque, the Hussein Bil Talal, that was visited minutes earlier by the Holy Father. Our correspondent travelling with the Pope's entourage to the Holy Land is Sean Patrick Lovett, and I asked him for his impressions of this keenly awaited visit by the Pope to the mosque and the address to the Muslim leaders.
It was a very keenly awaited meeting because it's only the second time that Benedict XVI has been inside a mosque. It's the third time in history that any pope has visited a mosque, but there were all sorts of things that made this a special meeting. It's a new mosque. It's a very imposing, spectacular building. In fact, the Pope was taken through by the architect of the building himself. The question many people who didn't see it are asking, did he take his shoes off? No, he didn't take his shoes off. Not because he didn't want to, but because he didn't have to. They'd set up a sort of podium, a runner, which allowed him to walk through the area without having to do so. That was part of it, part of the fact that he looked very relaxed, he looked very at ease, different to the visit he made to the mosque in Istanbul. The other question everybody asks, did he pray? Well, we don't know, do we? He stood in silence. He stood in silent respect for this place of prayer. But the really interesting part happened afterwards when he came out and addressed this group of Muslim leaders, rectors of universities, and the diplomatic corps. And his discourse was preceded by that of Prince Ghazi. I'm sure you know Prince Ghazi is the cousin of the King of Jordan, but he's also his main advisor when it comes to religious affairs. And Prince Ghazi, he's a well-known Muslim moderate. He's also one of the signers, one of the 138 signers of a very famous letter called A Common Word Between Us and You, which was directed to Christian leaders all over the world, and which tries to look for points of convergence in the search for dialogue between Christians and Muslims. Now, Prince Ghazi gave something which was really like more like a lectio magistralis, in which he really put the lid on the whole Regensburg misunderstanding debate. But I think we can truly say that after today, Regensburg is dead and buried. He said very, very clearly that he's grateful for everything the Pope has said, for everything the Vatican has said in this regard. The matter has been clarified. We've moved on from there, and we continue to move on from there. So that was really very much the high point of the encounter. Then, of course, the Pope himself, his discourse where he picked up on, well, we can almost say, his favorite themes of faith and reason. Faith and reason, which he talked about in that famous Regensburg address, but today he talked about it in a much broader, different fashion. It's also an issue that's referred to in that letter, a common word from the Muslims. And very interestingly, it's the third point in the answer he gave to the question aboard the aircraft coming to Jordan, when one of the journalists' questions was, how does he think he can make a concrete contribution to peace in the Middle East? He replied, saying, through prayer, through educating consciences, and through appealing to reason. So there was a wonderful sort of mosaic effect about all these pieces coming together.
Earlier in the day, the Pope travelled to the town of Madaba, where he blessed the cornerstone of a new Catholic university that has been built there with help from Jordan. In an address to several thousand people gathered at the construction site that included the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Monsignor Fouad Toual, the Pope praised the promoters of this project and spoke of the relationship between religion and tolerance, saying belief in God does not suppress the truth, on the contrary, it encourages it.
Religion, of course, like science and technology, philosophy and all expressions of our search for truth, can be corrupted. Religion is disfigured when pressed into the service of ignorance or prejudice, contempt, violence, and abuse. In this case, we see not only a perversion of religion, but also a corruption of human freedom, a narrowing and blindness of the mind.
The Pope said the new university would produce men and women coming from various religions who are educated in the values of wisdom, integrity, tolerance and peace.